Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Good morning, sir. Could you state?
How are you this morning?
Doing good. Could you state your name and your ABC number for us for the record, sir?
Caleb Fields, 148294.
Okay, Mr. Fields, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, sir. You have Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, who's to my far right, although you can't see her. Coming to my left, you have the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle, you have our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today. And to my left is the Honorable David Neal, sir. Mr. Fields, prior to this hearing, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
Okay, sir, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtained a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
No, I'm just representing myself.
Okay, sir, I'm also going to introduce you to Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is here representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office. At this time, I'd like to swear both you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do, sir.
Okay. Mr. Fields, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine whether the conditions in terms of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether to revoke your community supervision or return you to your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out in phase one, and I'm going to read each of the allegations to you. So when I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Okay.
So you have three allegations on your warrant. The first allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about August 18, 2017. Per the TASC GCMS lab report dated August 30th, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, your second allegation states that you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on about August 23rd, 2017, per the TASC Individual Tested Compliance Summary dated September 9th, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, true.
Okay. Sir, and your third allegation states that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit at Western Regional Office located at 801 South 16th Street, Suite 1, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about August 30th, 2017, as verbally directed on August 29th, 2017. Defender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Fields, I'm going to move and find that he was delinquent, and that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company. Second.
Agree.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will determine whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. So we're going to start out phase two. We're getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Fields, and get any additional information or information you'd like to present to this board. Okay? All right, so go ahead, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Fields was released from DOC custody on April 19th of 2017. He was arrested on September 14th of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on a absconded warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 15 absconded with a community supervision end date of December 22nd of 2017. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 3 years, and 2015, harassment, 2 years. Prior convictions, 1999, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. And 1999, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. He's had 2 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3-3, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is SCG anti-gang information noted in Ames, and on September 11th of 2014, defendant admitted to being a member of, or the Peckerwoods, and he earned a moniker of 51. Prior terms of supervision, 2000, TIS completion, 7 months. He has a moderate disciplinary history with possession of drugs and narcotics noted. Other arrests, 2014, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. And 2014, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G5B6.
Mr. Fields, I see that when you were released to reside with Vibray at 2501 West Elm Street. You were discharged from Vibray and you moved to stay with some friends at 3531 West Rogi, apartment number 3 in Phoenix, in July of this year, sir. So were you still staying there when you absconded, sir, or what?
No, I had left there so I wouldn't get them in trouble.
Okay. So, sir, were you working? It says that you had some employment at Savon Painting, and you also reported that you were working with Boots and Duke?
Yes.
So, were you still working at the time?
No.
So, you stopped working?
Yes.
Okay, sir. So, you were doing drug tests, and you were assigned the color maroon. It said that you admitted a negative urine sample on May 2nd, June 5th, and June 28th. However, you submitted a positive samples in July for meth and August for meth, and then you submitted a diluted sample on June 22nd, and you failed to submit samples in July 14th and the 17th and the 23rd of August, sir. So what happened, sir? You just relapsed, or it seemed like you were doing good and you just relapsed? What happened?
I just started getting high. Uh-huh. And then, yeah, I just started getting high. There's no excuse for it. I just started getting high, and that's about all that happened. That's what brought all this on.
So, sir, your PO was trying to get you into some programs. Why didn't you?
Yes, sir. And I made the stupid decision to say no. I'm not going to do it, and I took off. That's when he did the revocation.
So, sir, you've been using any drugs since you've been incarcerated?
No, sir. I've been clean.
So, how long have you been using drugs prior to that, sir?
Since 2015, whenever I came to prison.
So you started using drugs in prison?
Yes, sir.
So,
I smoked some weed years before, but other than that, never, nothing, any, no, no other drugs until I came to prison.
Okay, so Mr. Fields, it appears you were working. How are you paying for your drugs, sir?
People were just giving them to me. Uh-huh. That's why I started doing them, because whenever I was at Vibray, people were just giving them to me, and I was just started getting high at Vibray.
All right.
That's why I ended up leaving Vibray.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Fields, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Fields, you mentioned that when you moved in with friends, that you had left there so you wouldn't get them in trouble. What did you mean by that?
What's that? I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll talk right into the mic. He mentioned that after you left Vibray that you moved in with friends, but you said you had left there so you wouldn't get them in trouble. What did you mean by that?
Whenever I knew I had violated, I didn't want to get my friends in trouble, so I just left. Left their house.
And you just went homeless, or what did you do?
Yeah, I was just running around living in my car, basically.
Okay. And then the other question I have for you is that you said after Boots and Duke, I guess your employer, that you
yes.
you stopped working. Were you discharged or did you leave?
I was discharged. They said I was starting shit with somebody, and I don't know what that was all about.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea what they were talking about with that, because I never wasn't starting fights with people or nothing like that. So I have no idea what that was about. But my parole officer had called to talk to my supervisor that week, and other than that, I have no idea what, because I tried to talk to the owner of the company, and he wouldn't talk to me about it. He just said I was starting fights with people, and I never started fights, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Lord, have any additional questions?
Yes, may I just ask one question?
Yes, sir,
sir.
Dr. Wright.
Do you know why you was transferred from Douglas to Sunrise? Any particular reason, sir?
Because it's closer to Phoenix, and other than that, pretty much the something about the work program thing and me being closer to Phoenix, because I don't have anybody that's on the down by Douglas, and I wouldn't be able to get home.
So I guess my question was going to be, did it have anything to do with that new work program, employment program that they have there? Is that one reason that you're there, sir?
Yes.
And have you already, I know you haven't been there for a few days, have you already gotten orientated into that program, sir?
Yes.
You think it's going to work for you?
I don't know. Usually I do pretty good working. Because whenever I got out of prison this time, I've always had work, and I've always gone to work, and I have trades that I can fall back on. So, pretty much the only thing that's going to help me with is the Arizona at work with DES.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much. I was just curious on that one. Thank you so very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So, Boyd has no additional question. Mr. Fields? The board's going to be going into a discussion, sir, but prior to going into a discussion, I want to see if there's anything else that you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion, sir.
Well, not really. There's not really much I can say. I did what I did, and I'm remorseful, but there's nothing that I can do to bring it back and make up for it besides not do it again.
Okay, Mr.
Other than that, there's nothing else to say.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Phillips. The board's going to go into discussion, sir. I'm going to ask you to remain online while the board's in discussion. However, I'm going to ask you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. And during the discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Sir, it may sound as though we're talking to you, but we're going to be talking amongst ourselves. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Phillips appears to be very honest in talking about and owning up to what he has done, taking fault for going out and getting on drugs, and apparently he has some thought because he didn't want to get his friends in any trouble, so he just left or got away from his friends or family, however you want to put it, in order for him to do the drugs. However, he did get arrested, or either he turned himself in, it appears, for the actual drugs. He's incarcerated. He's been transferred to a program that he's able to work, get acclimated. And I think if he stays with that program, he has a little less than 2 months left on his time. If he stays with that program, he may get himself acclimated, get ready to get out and get a job. He says he does very well while he's working. And then be a productive citizen so that he don't have to come back before this board ever again or have any negative contacts with law enforcement again. I think that it would be to his benefit to stay involved and continue the program that he's on until he's released in December 22nd of this year.
Okay.
Okay. Therefore, I am going to make the motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Fields and find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways, or accompanied by the use of drugs, and further, absconding from parole. Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Fields?
Yes.
Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. I hope you were able to hear the conversation the board was having while we were in discussion, sir. Hopefully that, you know, sir, where you at now, that you're into an employment program, that you have a little less than 2 months left on your time. So if you stay in that program and stay involved and not do any drugs, sir, I think you would be better prepared in those 2 months to get out and be a productive citizen, sir, and hopefully not have any negative contact ever again with law enforcement, sir. I want to thank you, Mr. Fields, for participating in your hearing today. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. You will be released on December 22nd of 2017, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.